Well, good evening, Vita Bible Church. It is Wednesday, May the 13th, and it's good to share this time together. I thought we should begin with some serious ponderings from a fellow pastor. Our pastor, Hans Elgby, from our sister church up in Hodgson, shared these with me today. In 2019, we generally tried to stay away from negative people. In 2020, we stay away from those who are positive. Or this. This is the first time in history we can save the human race by laying in front of the TV and doing nothing. Let's not mess this up. Or I could tell you another COVID-19 joke, but you will have to wait 2 weeks to see if you got it. I will stop there. Thought you should consider that tonight. But really, I'd like to spend a few moments and just for us to look into the Word and pray together. If you're like me, when you're approaching prayer, oftentimes I wonder what I should pray or can get lost in knowing what to pray for. And as you know, there are many prayers in Scripture. The Psalms is a rich prayer book for us. But there's many other prayers, a number of prayers in the New Testament. Because some of Paul's writings, some of the letters he wrote, he often frequently prays for those he's writing to. And tonight, just want to just look very briefly at one of those prayers in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians chapter 1, Paul writes these words. I'll begin reading in verse 1. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi with the overseers and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3, I thank my God in all my remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. And I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart, for you are all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. And it is my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment, so that you may approve what is excellent, and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Just a few things here. We see the apostle sharing his prayer life with this church in Philippi, and just seeing his attitude as he prays. We see he has an attitude of thanksgiving in verse 3. I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. When was the last time we simply stopped and instead of asking God for something, actually just stopped to thank God for one another, to thank God for the people he has placed in our lives? Paul says a time of remembering doesn't go by, and in all his remembrance, he thanks God for this church. And always in every prayer, making his prayer with joy. Does when we think about Vita Bible Church, does that give us joy? Is that what comes to mind? It should be. It's not because we're all perfect. Any of us are perfect. And yet it's because of what Paul goes on to say. He says, I thank my God for you. I have joy when I pray for you because, verse 5, of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. There's a sense of camaraderie. There's a sense that we are in this together. We're on the same team. You're partners. We have fellowship in the gospel. And we're gathered around what Jesus has done for us. And we're working toward the same goal of seeing that gospel ultimately go out. And then he gives this word of encouragement. And verse 6, he says, I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Christ Jesus, or carried on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ. He has this confidence in God. Isn't that an encouraging word for us? Wouldn't it be encouraging for us as picture ourselves as this church and to hear these words from the apostle? Would you hear these words of God spoken to you this morning, Christian? The apostle's confidence that he's going to carry on the good work that has begun. Though things have been upset and seems like it's been discontinued, our normal way of doing things, God's work has not stopped. He's going to carry it on. He who began the work is going to carry it on until the day of Jesus Christ. Hold that thought in your heart, Christian. Keep your confidence, your trust in this God who'll complete the day ultimately when Jesus Christ comes, who'll complete the work ultimately when Jesus Christ comes again. And then we see Paul goes on to describe this attitude he has in prayer in verse 7. He says, it is right for me to feel this way about you all because I hold you in my heart. For you are all partakers with me of grace. Because I've got you in my heart. There's an affection here. There's a love he has. He says, you're all partakers with me of grace, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. Paul isn't writing from a position where he can go out and visit with everyone. Okay, he's cut off from others, and yet he has them in his heart. And he says in verse 8, God is my witness how I yearn for you all with the affection of Christ Jesus. I yearn for you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And he says that to them in this letter as he's been praying. But he talks about how he loves this church. And I think we were encouraged perhaps a few weeks back, Gordon encouraged us to express our love for one another, and I think we see that in this passage as well, that the apostle is not afraid to say how he really feels about those he loves. There's a scene from the film, some of you are familiar with, Fiddler on the Roof, where the husband and wife in the story go, I can't remember how it all comes about, but they come down, they're singing a song, it's a musical, that's what they do in musicals, they sing, but they come down at this point where they're asking the question, does he love me? Do I love her? And they're asked the question, do I actually love? They've been faithfully married for 30 some odd years and they do love each other, but they never actually phrased it in these terms. And they come to the conclusion at the end of the song, yes, I actually love this person. It's kind of a silly song and whatever you think of it. But the point is, come to that point, we're actually willing to express what has been true all along, perhaps. To express the truth of what's going on in our heart, that, you know what, actually, as Paul does here, I have you in my heart. I love you. I yearn for you with the affection, with the inward parts, he says, of Christ Jesus. That's my heart for you. And will we express that in some way to one another and not take for granted that one another knows that? And then he gets to his prayer in verse 9. He says, my prayer that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. I want your love to grow more and more. You have love, may it grow more and more. And not just love in just an empty, vacuous, touchy-feely kind of sense, but that your love may abound more and more with knowledge and all discernment. That it would be a directed love, a love that is full of content, a love that is guided by the principles of God's word, a love that is informed, a love that is knowledgeable and discerning and wise. That's the apostle's prayer for this church. I want your love to abound in real knowledge and all discernments so that you may approve what is excellent and so be pure and blameless for the day of Christ. He wants them to be prepared for Christ's coming, ready for glory, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. At the end of the day, the apostle wants God to be glorified. And to that end, he prays that his hearers' love would abound in all knowledge and all discernment, so that God would have glory in his people, in his church. And so as we have this time together, would we pray together? And in the coming days, would we pray for one another, perhaps along these lines of what the apostle prays here? Would you stop and pray with me right now? Father, I thank you for Vita Bible Church. Thank you for the people you have placed in your body here, in your love, in your wisdom, in your discernment. Thank you for the good work you have begun among us as your people. And God, you are going to carry on that work by your grace until the day of Christ Jesus. Thank you for the hope we have because of what you will do. And God, we ask that in these days our love would abound more and more in real knowledge and all discernment, that we may approve what is excellent, that we may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, that we might be filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Father, thank you for this partnership we have in the gospel. Thank you for what we share because of Jesus. God, would you grow us in our walk with you, grow us in our love for each other, grow our faith in you, and God, ultimately, would you be praised and would you be glorified in this body, in these days and in all the ones to come, and through us, may your word go forth. Though we feel perhaps imprisoned in some sense, would your word go forth, and would your love shine through in our hearts, in our relationships with one another and with others, that you'd be honored and you'd be glorified in our lives and in this world. Thank you, Father, for what you will do. Bless us to be a blessing, we ask. We pray these things in Jesus' name.